This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You know, it's funny, I'm such an absorber now of history, but I don't like studying history in the classic sense, like going back and studying, you know, the whatever, some wars or, you know, stuff like that. I don't have any interest in that. Well, I shouldn't say I don't have any, but I don't have much. What I do have an interest in is learning how people impacted each other. Historically, for example, Sammy Davis Jr. and Frank Sinatra. I watched the show of how these genuine friends, Frank Sinatra, just said, "The heck with convention. Sammy Davis is my friend. I don't care what the public says. And I will take this dude under my wing, go to bat for him in every single way." And he did. He treated Sammy like a human being. In a time when black-white was such a big issue, and even Italians had their issue, but when Frank was on top, he said, "Screw this, that's my buddy, he will be my buddy," and Sammy was one of the Rat Pack, and I grew up watching this guy. I didn't have a whole lot of knowledge, and you know, in term, because I wasn't a big tap dance guy, and you know, Sammy kind of had it, "Who can make the sun rise?" I wasn't one of my favorite singers or anything, but I liked what he represented. I even knew it at a young age what he represented. I did. And then, of course, he appeared on All in the Family, and he kissed Archie on the cheek, and it was considered the first kiss, interracial kiss, in television history, and I learned later it wasn't. But it was a big deal. It's all people wrote about. Breaking, so Sammy was breaking color barriers, and he was using his influence to do this stuff. And sadly, and died in debt, left his widow in debt. It was just a tragic story in the end, but good on so many other levels. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm calling these segments Interesting Facts. And I think we're going to try to produce them just on Friday because that's a great day. But we could put them in as a best of or whatever. But I like these because I like these stories because they, I mean, whether it's, you know, what's the most stolen food or what's the most whatever, it doesn't matter. It's something you probably aren't paying attention to. And because I'm doing all kinds of research and my brain goes all over the place, you at least get a glimpse inside of my head. But I'm going to try to make it mean something to you because there's a reason why it catches my eye. And it has to do with Marilyn Monroe. Now, I like most guys. Well, let me restate that. I, comma, like most guys, really idolize Marilyn Monroe. I saw her as this country bumpkin girl who got caught up in the mainstream of everything. And you understand that story. And it is a tragic tale because she was such a beautiful lady. And it sounds like, to me, everything I've seen about her, she's beautiful inside and out. And one of my acquaintances, a lady who's a dream analyzer, she analyzes my dreams, so we know each other in that respect quite well. But she was telling me she's a huge fan of Marilyn Monroe. And she knows all the facts about Marilyn Monroe. I know very little. I know she was sort of used and abused by Kennedy, JFK. I think she was married to Joe DiMaggio. That didn't end well. And, of course, she died young and not in a very glamorous way. But every time I see her, you know, when I was young and I'd watch her movies and, you know, the iconic image of the dress going up, which, of course, everybody mimics and talks about. And was it the movie Some Like It Hot with Tony Curtis? I think that's where she really got. But you know, look, say what you want, good, bad, think whatever you want. She's memorialized in history. And you know what she didn't do? There are no old pictures of Marilyn Monroe. Everything about her exudes glamour. She's Barbie for the girl that doesn't want to be a size zero. She's going to be forever immortalized. And when you see her, as I said, you can see her outward beauty, but the more I learn about her, the more I go, you know what, that was just a beautiful lady. She was a beautiful person. And this story is one that I think you'll find fascinating. So, at the recommendation of a music coach, Marilyn Monroe spent hours listening to a lady named Ella Fitzgerald. And Ella Fitzgerald is a black icon when I was growing up. People probably don't know her as much today. But she was queen of the scat. You know, and that was a big deal back in the day. And Ella was a master at it. And she had a beautiful voice, too. I mean, not one of my favorite singers, per se, but she certainly was up there. I mean, and she was so well known. And I'm telling you, the black community, she was exalted. I don't know that we had any Ella Fitzgerald music, because, you know, we were poor, but we didn't buy a lot of stuff. But, man, when she was on, like, Ed Sullivan or something like that, my grandparents, we watched it. And we knew who she was. And, you know, and what was funny, blacks back in the day like that, they were so classy. Because you knew you were breaking through. So you had to represent. And I remember multiple times where Ella Fitzgerald was either on a TV show, or I'm talking about as an actress, and she was, she would sing, and she'd do her scat, and I remember trying to mimic her scatting. Well, what was the one the rappers did, like Scooby Bebop, Bebop, Scooby Doo? I guess what, America, we love you. We're gonna rock and roll to the morning sun. Scooby Bebop, Bebop, Scooby Doo. That's Ella Fitzgerald. Anytime you hear anything close to that, it was Ella Fitzgerald. So anyway, I listened to her stuff, and occasionally if we went to the big city, you'd hear a radio station that was playing oldies, and you'd hear Ella Fitzgerald, and I gained a respect for her. But I gained a respect for her because, again, without knowing much about her, she was a trailblazer. I knew that. I saw her interacting with white folks, and you know what I didn't see? She wasn't clowning. You know, she deserved to be there. And she wasn't coming out of herself. I watched young blacks today try to be all cool or whatever. Look, you don't have to please me, but Ella Fitzgerald was like, it was bigger than her. I don't know how to describe it. Maybe some of you get it. But here's what I want to talk about. Marilyn Monroe spends all this time listening to Ella Fitzgerald to train her own voice. She first saw Ella Fitzgerald perform live in 1954. And I want you to understand, this is a big deal to have Marilyn Monroe come to your show. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and tell you the rest of the story. Stay tuned. You'll want to hear it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Talking about Marilyn Monroe and Ella Fitzgerald, who's playing in the background of this particular segment. And I want to say there's some interesting things about Marilyn Monroe. She was fought for her rights. I don't know if you know this, but she hadn't gotten a pay raise in a long time, and she renegotiated her contract and ended up getting a $100,000 bonus and went on to fame and fortune, as we all know. Sadly, she passed away because of a drug overdose, but I think her films in today's numbers grossed over $2 billion. So what are we talking about? We're talking about Marilyn Monroe and her friendship with a lady named Ella Fitzgerald, a woman who was sexually assaulted as a child twice by foster fathers, people that were lecherous folks, probably Democrats. I don't know, but probably. Anybody that would do that to a child certainly is not a conservative person, for sure. Also, I don't know, I like the little factoids that I've learned about Marilyn Monroe through this friend of mine. She was what was called a cheesecake girl, which is like a pinup girl, which at the time was a little bit sketchy. Marilyn gets married at 16. Why did she do it? To get away from her second molester. And ended up going with this first husband of hers who joined the Merchant Marines. But not a life of leisure and luxury the way people would think. And but she made it into something despite all of that. And by the way, that's not the way people would make you think that white girls grow up. If you just see Marilyn Monroe and you see what she's about, you wouldn't know that she really had that difficult of a life. Little Norma Jean, that got her name from a studio exec who said, nah, that name's not going to work. Glad you guys are listening to me. Kevin Jackson's who are listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Talking about interesting facts, and the most interesting part of it to me was Marilyn Monroe's friendship with Ella Fitzgerald, who we were just playing some of her music behind in the background there. And Ella was known for scat. And as I said, hardly a black person over the age of, I'll say, 50 is not aware of Ella Fitzgerald and her impact on music and her impact on culture. And what I always like to see is when people come together in these strange kind of ways. And as I mentioned before, when it comes to Marilyn Monroe, she actually idolized Ella Fitzgerald. Learn how to sing from listening to Ella Fitzgerald sing. And I want to relate a story that kind of puts the two together. So 1954, the two meet, and you know, as I said, Marilyn Monroe had already been singing Ella Fitzgerald songs so she could learn how to sing. And I don't know if you guys remember, but, and I may not get it exactly right, but I believe Marilyn Monroe sang in Some Like It Hot. Maybe it was Diamonds or A Girl's Best Friend. And look, I don't know whether her voice quality was good or bad. I don't remember seeing an album by Marilyn Monroe. It's probably just part of a soundtrack. But I do know she sang, and she didn't do badly. And so maybe some of that Ella Fitzgerald practice was what rubbed off on her. But anyway, in 54 they meet, and a year later, Ella Fitzgerald wanted to do a gig at a nightclub in Los Angeles called the Macambo, which is a big deal at the time. And I want you to understand also the backdrop of this, where black performers were not readily accepted in a lot of these types of clubs, even though California might have been a little bit different. So anyway, Ella Fitzgerald wants to perform there. And they were like, well, you don't quite fit the profile. And it wasn't just her color. Ella Fitzgerald was a kind of a big woman, for those of you who don't know her. Wasn't known for being beautiful by any stretch of the imagination, just known for her voice talent. As I said, the iconic scatter. And by that I mean the genre of music where you scat. She sang jazz, but she did scat, and it became her own thing. And other people did it. They sort of borrowed from it over time. And I know there are a lot of people out there going, I remember Ella Fitzgerald or whatever. Maybe you like their music as well. Anyway, going back to Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe, after meeting Ella Fitzgerald and finding out that she was going to perform there, and why they didn't want Ella Fitzgerald to perform there, because they thought she wasn't going to attract the right crowd, because it wasn't just voice quality, they wanted sex appeal. And it could have been, I mean, I don't think it was as racial as it might have been maybe in the Deep South. But long story short, Marilyn Monroe called the owner of the Macambo and told him she wanted Ella Fitzgerald booked immediately. And she says, if you do that, I will come and take a front seat every single night. Now, this is probably one of the most popular actresses of the day. And she's saying, you can let people know I'll be there. You just let her perform. Now, I'm going to stop here for just a second and tell you that this racist America, a lady who could have taken anybody under her wing, was hobnobbing with the creme de la creme of white society. And who does she make her best friend, or one of her best friends? Ella Fitzgerald. In meeting her, 1 year later, Marilyn Monroe changes the trajectory of Ella Fitzgerald's life. The guy told her, if you do that, I'll make it happen. So they did. And he did it because Marilyn Monroe was a superstar. And all she had to do was live up to what she did. Now, if it were today's movie stars, I don't know if I'd trust them. But guess what? Marilyn went to that show every single night, sat up front as promised. And guess what happened? What you might expect. The press went overboard. You know, everybody, oh my God, you know, paparazzi, the Macumba, which is already popular, so I don't want to make it sound like it wasn't, but Marilyn brought a whole other dimension. Think of it as Bruno Mars showing up to your event, or, I don't know, J-Lo or Beyonce. So the press goes overboard, and here's what Ella Fitzgerald said out of her own mouth. She said, I never had to play a small jazz club again. Never did. Completely changed her life. Hey, conservative movement, is this thing on? Where are we in making superstars? Where are we in finding people that have a message, a musical talent, if you will, something to give to the world? Where are we in making these people and bringing them to the fore? I can't find them. I can't find the people willing to invest. I mean, I'm one of them, but I'm one of a very few. Where are Marilyn Monroe's? Look, we're all going through something. I gave you some ideas about her lifestyle. This lady was not, I mean, she had a rough life. But it didn't matter. She decided I'd make somebody's life better. And that's exactly what she did. And the world is better for it because Ella Fitzgerald blew up.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It is a landmark Department of Justice report released Thursday into the shortcomings of law enforcement officers who responded to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in May 2022.
Failures in leadership, in tactics, in communications.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the 600-page DOJ report. It said the shooting could have been stopped sooner.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
The mass shooting left 21 killed and 17 others injured, including many young children. More snow's in store for more than 100 million Americans for this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states, from Wyoming to New York. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I saw this story, and you've heard of the metaverse. And if you haven't, it's the virtual reality world that people build. And this has been going on for well over a decade now. And the thing is, it's only gotten better because as virtual reality goggles have gotten better, software has gotten more powerful, memory more available, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, hardware processor speeds improving. You can build these alternative worlds, and they feel very real. I remember putting on the goggles for whatever they call it, the virtual reality goggles, and just being blown away. And I haven't worn the things in literally over a decade. I can only imagine if I put those things on now, I might think I'm super. Hey, what is this? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So the tech is moving at warp speed. I will tell you, I was working on a project with some guys. They're still moving forward with it, but the guy was said he was a multimillionaire, but he was looking for funding, and I'm going, that doesn't make sense. He wanted me to consult with him, but and I'm giving him good ideas every time we have a phone call. And long story short, I don't know whether they kept going or not, but the idea was amazing. And what he wanted to do was he wanted to immerse you in an experience you couldn't possibly have unless you were rich. So, for example, you know the flying suits where these people jump in these little squirrel, flying squirrel type suits, and they soar through canyons and stuff, and these are professional pilots to do it. They put on a GoPro. Now, if you think it's interesting to watch it on TV and see it being done and how it makes you feel, you should feel it in virtual reality. You think you're flying, and you're scared crapless. I'll put it that way. It's amazing. Do you want to hang glide? Do you want to sail down the Nile? Do you want to go through some Category 5, whatever they call them, rapids? I mean, where you're getting dunked underwater. I'm talking with the best people. Do you want to ski down a slope that's, you know, practically vertical? Whatever you want to do that you would never do on your own, you could do in this virtual reality. So here's what these guys wanted to do. They were going to pick you up in a limo. The chauffeur, you get in, the chauffeur opens the door, you get in the limo, he drives you through New York, you see all the sights and sounds. I'm not talking about some cartoonish thing. I'm talking about you're driving through New York, they've Waymo'd, you know, the cityscape, so it's exactly the way New York was at the moment that they built the virtual reality set. They drive you up into Broadway. The limo driver gets you out of the car, you go into a theater, and you virtually watch whatever show you want to see. And you could stop for drinks. Now, of course, you can't feel the drink, but you feel the idea of drinking. And you know this can be done. You can be made to believe that you're smelling the smells and feeling the atmosphere. It's as close as you can get to reality. I'm telling you, this thing was amazing. And his thing was, I want people to be able to do the things they may never be able to do or afford to do. And they wanted it to where you come home, you know, like let's say you're on vacation with the family and you say, we want to go on safari. And they say, well, it's going to cost you $50,000. And you say, do it at home. So you spend $1,000 and all the family puts on these immersive goggles and you spend 2 days in the African, you know, Serengeti. And it's like you're there. They're catering to you. Now, I don't know how long it would last. It's an hour experience or whatever. It's like watching a movie together. And the entertainment value would be things like, well, it might only cost you $100 for the family to watch, to do one safari, or it may cost you $500. But it would be such an experience that not only would you want to do it, you'd bring the family together to do it, and you'd go tell other people to do it. And I thought, man, this is a tiger by the tail. And he was talking about it for only a, what was funny when we first started talking about it, he didn't get it. I expanded it and said, what, you could do this for who wants to get in and, you know, the octagon and fight with a professional fighter? Who wants to ride in a jet at Mach 3? I mean, you could expand it to whatever you choose to do. The only thing you got to do is you got to, you know, have all the virtual reality stuff done. And I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. That's you being immersed in an experience that you've asked for. But these people that do these metaverses, here's what they do. And I don't know enough about it to say grace over it, but here's what I think they do. They go into some software. They build their own little world. It's like Facebook. You go on Facebook and you build your world. You say, hey, here's my friend over there. This is my friend from high school. This is an old boyfriend or girlfriend, or this is an old person I used to work with. And you build your universe, and it's your little place in the world. And you can make it as safe. You know, you can make it whatever you want. You can bring in ideas. You can ban ideas. Now, Facebook and those guys took it to an extreme by saying, well, we're going to tell you what you can see and what you can post and all this other stuff. But I think there are worlds out there where you create your own world. If you are an ugly duckling and you want to be a ballerina or you want to be a Victoria's Secret model, you can build yourself to be whatever you want to be in the metaverse. And that, I got to tell you, there's something interesting about that for a lot of people, because if you don't enjoy your life and you can go in and create this life that more suits what you want it to be, is that medicinal to some degree? Psychologists might say that it is. I think it's dangerous, personally, but because you need to deal with reality. You can't build the perfect world. If you build it, and you're there, it's kind of like, you can make something super sweet, but you got to put a little salt in it. Now, maybe people are doing that. I don't know enough about it. If you do, please contact me. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's what's happening. I see this story, and this person went in and built their own world in the metaverse. And here's the outcome. It says the UK Metropolitan Police, this is a true story, is investigating the alleged gang rape of a teenage girl's online avatar in the metaverse. Now, I think the metaverse is a Facebook deal that Zuckerberg is doing, and I've already warned you, if you think Facebook is big, wait till you see people who can go on and build these alternative worlds for themselves and make themselves whatever they want to be. And I don't know what the currency will be inside of this world, but I want you to imagine if you can collect money inside of this world and you can go do a fraction of the things that I just talked about. Things you would never dream of doing. That's how big it is. But it's fraught with potential for danger. And here's one of the actual stories. So in this metaverse, a virtual reality game, this girl is, her character is gang raped. Now, here's what's interesting to me. I don't know how they set this up. Can she put protection around herself? You know, can she hire bodyguards or not? Or did she put herself into a seedy part of the metaverse where, you know, rapists and murderers hang out? Or was she targeted by a group of people who that's what they want to do? They go in the metaverse and they find these Victoria's Secrets models and say this is what they want to do. Now, this, we're going to discuss this in an interesting way, because when I saw this, I thought to myself initially, how ridiculous. The UK Metropolitan Police, we're talking about London, folks. The Metropolitan Police, this is like the New York Police Department, NYPD, investigating a metaverse rape. Not a reality rape in New York City, but one that occurred in a video game. And I thought to myself, how silly is that? But the more I thought about it, the more I thought to myself, this has so many more long, the implications of this and what's happening here is a lot bigger than what I'm giving it. And that's why I wanted to cover it here. Because, and it does have societal impact. Remember, I don't know if you recall this, but when Facebook came out, they did Facebook Live. And a young black girl was literally gang raped live on Facebook Live, and they changed the rules to it. That wasn't the metaverse. But social media allowed these boys to broadcast this heinous crime as this girl goes through this, and the world saw it. And now we've got this virtual reality world that's allowing people to do this. So here's where I'm going with this. What are the indulgences that you can't live out in your real life that you might want to live out in your fake life? And what will be the implications of that coming back into real life? That's what hit me. And the more that I thought about this project that I was looking to work on, the more it made me wonder, what if you're headed on that limo to the theater and you get mugged?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I was talking about a potential consulting gig I had where one of my buddies called me up. He was dealing with some, think of it as Bitcoin, except these people were building this infrastructure in the virtual reality world where you would use their money to do these very interesting things that you may never do in your life. So if you wanted to go on safari in Africa, you want to go traipsing through the Amazon rainforest, maybe you wanted to go on a lion hunt, things like this, things you may never do, things you may want to know the details of. Maybe you want to be embedded with the military and go after the bad guys. I mean, think where Hollywood is giving you the movie scenario. I want you to think these guys were putting you in the actual scenarios. And I don't know how they would do it. I mean, can you imagine going and looking for drug kingpins in the jungles of Costa Rica, you know, or something like that? and somebody filming that and then making a reality world of it, I mean, a virtual reality world from it. It's anything you can imagine. Think of video games turned into sort of a pseudo reality. Think of how far we've come in that regard, just for the record. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I challenge you to go to the website. Don't just take the number down. I'm going to do it again just so you have it, because I want you to jot it down and commit to it. The Kevin Jackson Network. Go there. Check us out. See all the things that we do. And then, if you want to, give me a call, 844-551-8255. So, when I got my eyes open to what these guys wanted to do, I was blown away at all the potential. You want to play soccer at the level of Messi? They could put you in the game. You want to play football and see what it's like to be Brady? They could put you in the game. You want to deep sea fish and catch a marlin and you can't pay $10,000 to go on the trip? They could do. I'm just thinking, when I was seeing this, the possibilities of everything that I would want to do that would be on a bucket list that I would never be able to do in real life because I don't have the budget, I could do. And even if you only do it for an hour, would it be worth the $20, $30, $50 to do it? My short answer is everything that I've seen in it, absolutely yes. It would be addictive. So what these guys were doing is they were going to have their own, think of it as a Bitcoin system, and you come in and you purchase a certain amount of, you know, of things to do, and you just have a smorgasbord of a menu of things you could go do. And at the highest level, you know, if you want to be an artist, I'll teach you how to be an artist. You know, the sky was the limit. So I was fascinated. Still remain that way. But the guys didn't want to use their own money, kept looking for other people's money. They were always behind budget. So I got off the project. I was like, until you guys can actually come up with funding for me, I can't work for free. Because I gave them some amazing ideas. And I like giving people ideas with the idea that if they come on board, they'll say, oh, this guy's brilliant. My wife says, stop doing it because they take your ideas and then go off and do it and make millions and you get nothing. Well, so what? The world gets benefits. And I've got plenty of ideas. But now we're transitioning into, you build these virtual worlds that are idyllic. I'm not going to go do something where I get the crap beat out of me. But it does remind me of, what's the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Total Recall, where you can pick to be a spy on Mars, and you know, but you can't get hurt kind of a thing. But anyway, you build these worlds, and again, I don't know much about it, and if you do, I'd love to hear from you. But the little bit that I did study and learn about it and what I learned from this particular deal I was working on was you build this world, and it's somewhat of an idyllic world. Well, in the metaverse, some girl built her world, and now they're investigating a virtual reality gang rape of this girl in her world. And here's what they said. Officers allege that while the girl, a minor under the age of 16, did not feel any physical pain, she felt psychologically injured by the experience, similar to that of a corporeal rape, due to the immersive nature of virtual reality. So here's what happened. The 16-year-old girl builds her avatar. She's in an online, quote, room with numerous other online avatars in the metaverse, when several male adult avatars violated her, according to the outlet. So it goes to ask the question, was she really violated? I'm not going to use the other term, just out of sensitivity for it. But was she really violated in the purest sense of the word? Now, in the virtual world, she was. Now, the question begs, what would make these guys say, hey, it's a virtual world. We can do whatever we want. Is this Grand Theft Auto on steroids? What would make these guys go, hey, listen, she's a pretty cute avatar. Let's go after. And then it begs the question, would they do it in real life? And that's where this became fascinating to me. Because originally I was like, doesn't the UK police have something better to do? And it reminded me of a lot of different things. Minority Report. Remember the movie with Tom Cruise where they had the pre-crime unit that said, you're likely to commit this crime? Did we just witness a pre-crime? Are these guys that decide, hey, there's a girl in this room, which for the record, you don't even know that she is a 16-year-old girl. I don't know what her avatar looked like, but she could be a 40-year-old man that wants to be a cross-dresser in today's world, right? So did they really violate a 16-year-old girl who's probably got a smoking hot avatar, you know, who probably looks nothing like her avatar, or did they violate a 40-year-old cross-dressing dude? I don't know. Don't know. And typically in the virtual world, don't care. But is it a pre-crime? Is it something that these guys might do? Is this world something where police will look at it and say, aha, we've got a suspect? Because in the virtual world, this person was willing to violate this particular these people were willing to violate this particular avatar of a 16-year-old girl. So they go on to say this. No such investigation is believed to have been conducted before in the UK. The details of the case were not given to protect the child and to ensure prosecution. Can they prosecute somebody on a, and I'm using my finger quotes, a crime committed in the virtual world? The UK's Sexual Offences Act appears to concern itself with the physical rather than virtual acts of sexual violence as assault. But here's what they said. The kind of behavior described has no place on our platform, which is why for all users we have automatic protection called personal boundary. And that's where I come back to this girl who went into this thing. And I'm not blaming the victim here. I want to make sure people know that. But did she not put in the thing that says, I don't want to be bothered in my virtual world? In other words, if I'm going to go into a virtual world and I'm going to create what I think is an idyllic environment where I go to see shows and I go on African safaris and sailing down the Nile and hang gliding and, you know, going to do the most amazing things, eating at the finest restaurants. I may not be able to eat it, but can I watch a chef prepare an amazing meal that I feel like is being prepared for me? Yes. I can't enjoy the meal, but my mind can create all the sensations. Well, not all, but you know what I'm saying. I can feast with my eyes and then conjure up the smells, and the aromas, and what have you to make me feel like I was there. But I'm going to build an idyllic place. And it may even indulge some of my fantasies, if you will. Let's face it, every time you see these types of things on different shows, you know, it's some, I remember, saw one on the Peripheral. I talk about that show quite often, and the guy goes to Havana, smokes cigars in a bar, and, you know, talks to beautiful women, and his wife, when he comes back, says, how was Havana? And he's like, not as good as it was without you, babe. So the virtual world is going, I mean, I'm telling you right now, it probably already is. I haven't done it. I don't even want to do it because I don't want to get caught up in it. But it does make you wonder, you know, where's this thing going? And if you have the protection, did she put the protection in? The protection lets people stay feet away from you. It won't let them violate your space. And I can get into some crazy stuff where there are people that want to go through these assault fantasies. That's a fantasy for them. They want that in a virtual world, not maybe in reality. Maybe they want it in reality too. For me, this is somewhat creepy because I find that it's a blending of reality and this virtual world. And what are we going to really know the difference at some point?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.